Today's devotional is based on Romans 9, verses 19 to 33, and it was written by the Reverend Richard Kinney. In the epistle reading for today, the Apostle Paul ushers us into a spiritual mystery. Why has God ordained a world of vast disparity and unfairness? The Apostle uses the image of God the potter and we the clay, and suggests that God makes pottery of different quality. Some people have mental or physical disabilities or early onset of disease. Some children are born into broken families or crippling poverty, while others are born into wealth and privilege, seemingly destined for success. Some people groups are outside the saving work of Christ, while others have generational faith. Respectively, Paul calls these people objects of wrath made for destruction and objects of mercy prepared for glory. That seems so unfair. The 2014 movie The Dropbox documents the story of a church in South Korea with an amazing ministry to disabled, abandoned children. The ministry began when the pastor of the church and his wife gave birth to a child with severe deformities and brain damage. At birth, the child had growing off his cheek a lump the size of a second head. He would never be able to walk, talk, feed, or bathe himself. That he required 14 years of surgeries and therapies before he could be released from the hospital forced the family to sell their home to pay for his medical bills. As you watch the movie, you can't help but think, put the poor thing out of his misery. If ever there was a poorly made piece of pottery, an object of wrath made for destruction, this child would surely seem to be it. Yet God had a purpose for that child's life. Like the words Moses says to Pharaoh, quoted by Paul here in verse 17, "For this very purpose I raised you up, in order that I might demonstrate in you my power, and in order that my name might be proclaimed far and wide in all the earth." Through that deformed child, the pastor and his wife learned the value of every human life. They have treated their child with great dignity, and it led them and their church to a ministry of rescuing and raising other disabled children. Abandoning babies, especially disabled ones, in dumpsters or back alleys is a huge problem in South Korea. So the church created a drop box, an incubated receptacle where desperate mothers can anonymously place their baby, who is then transported through the exterior wall and into the shelter of the church. Thus, the disabled orphans are given a chance in life and raised in love. At the time the Dropbox was filmed, 500 babies had been saved in this way, and many of them have grown to be well-adjusted members of society. All this goodness came about because of one child whom God allowed to be born with such severe disadvantages. The Bible never explains why there is disease, inequity, and unfairness in this world. It is a broken, fallen world. But God is calling those of us who have received God's mercy to show God's mercy to others. The weakness we see in others should soften our hearts with compassion and draw us to their aid. And the weakness we see in ourselves should humble our pride and draw us into receiving help from others. God wants the weak, fragile pottery of this world to teach compassion to society, and God wants the seeming objects of wrath to be honored through the ministry of objects of mercy. And in this way, God not only brings a broken world back together, but also, in the process, weaves a beautiful tapestry out of the glorious and inglorious parts of our humanity. Let us pray. Abba, Father, thou art the potter, we are the clay. May we be content with our created limitations. Strengthen us with thy mercy where we are insufficient. And lead us also to others, especially the weaker vessels of thy creation, that the mercy we show to them may bring glory to thee. Mold us and fashion us all into the image of Jesus thy Son. Amen.